workshops, and French cultural activities and performances. The telephone number for information is 291-1122.
Morning, what's up? Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. I'm going to listen to some new music this hour, including a brand new album by William Pilgrim and The All Grows Up. This group is fronted by lead singer Ishmael Herring, who is from New Orleans, but ended up settling in Los Angeles to form this band. Their new album is called Epic Endings, and it features the Blind Boys of Alabama, who were just here in Lafayette a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks back. Listen to a track called In the Street from William Pilgrim, and He All Grows Up, along with the Blind Boys of Alabama. Let's start off with some new soul-infused rock and roll, something from Trigger Hippie. This group released an EP, but their first full-length is coming out on Rounder Records. Trigger Hippie consists of Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman and session guitarist Tom Bukovac. And fronting the group, none other than Joan Osborne and Jackie Green. From the upcoming Rounder Records release, Trigger Happy, this is called Rise Up Singing.
To my 9 to 5. shoot her down in the street. She was singing in a choir, sweet Jesus, higher and higher. Said she gonna save us from the fire, but couldn't save herself. And I tried to keep it cool, y'all, at a pool hall, just trying to reach what will become of me. Will there be peace for me? How long will I be in the street? Will there be peace?
And some help there at the end from the Blind Boys of Alabama. That's William Pilgrim hailing from New Orleans and The All Grows Up, the new album Epic Endings, track called In the Street. Not a bad tune, though that cool y'all at the pool hall line kind of concerns me. Sounds like kind of a tacky contemporary country song, but anyway, In the Street, new from the album Epic Endings. We kicked it off with a fine new tune from Trigger Hippie. Again, that's Joan Osborne and Jackie Green fronting that group. Their first full-length album comes out soon on Rounder Records. We heard Rise Up Singing. And, it's 12 minutes past the hour. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Typical afternoon pop-up thing going. bumping it up a bit tomorrow to a 50% chance. Currently, it's partly cloudy, 83 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Shakespeare happening this week. The Wanderlust Theater Company presents Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors. It will run this Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m., sort of a Shakespeare in the Park thing happening at the corner of St. John and Convent Streets right there downtown Lafayette. And you pay as you will. And of course, there is some reserved seating. You can find that out by checking out the website, Wanderlust Theater, one word, wanderlusttheater.com. Or just show up and check out this unique, for Lafayette anyway, Shakespeare in the Park. Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, running Wednesday through Saturday at the corner of St. John and Convent Streets. Acting up in Acadiana, the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, Season 12, is presenting The Taming of the Shrew again this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can reserve tickets by calling 337-233-7060, or again, the website is acadianacenterforthearts.org. Acting Unlimited is also running Medea by Robinson Jeffers. That happens just down the hall from the KRVS studios in Burke Hawthorne Hall here on the UL campus. It will run again this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. You can reserve tickets by calling 337-484-0172. More new music up ahead from the Ben Miller Band. From Any Way, Shape, or Form, his new release. This one's called The Outsider. from Bonsoir Catin. Anya Burgess up front there for Baby, Please Don't Go. And I was reading Anya's entries on Facebook. They just played the Hebrides Festival over on the Hebrides Islands, just off the coast of Scotland. I mean, a civilization that goes back like some 4,000 years. It was a big deal. It was broadcast live on the BBC. And she explains it pretty much on Facebook. Anyway, those gals are, I think, are back or are heading back, and they'll be playing the area soon. I catch those four. How many gals are in there? Four gals and a guy? Yeah, five gals and a guy. Bonsoir Catin. Before that, Black Prairie, Let It Out from their album Fortune. And we started the set of music with the Ben Miller Band, the new album, Any Way, Shape, or Form. Out on New West Records, the opening tune to that one is called The Outsider. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, Johnny Winter passing away last week. We're going to do another tune. I'm going to play something from Still Alive and Well, that album. This is Rock Me Baby.
Thank you. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. Young boy, at the age of five, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. Your own lovers, man. I'm a man. Yeah. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Yeah. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rather than man. No me. Whoa, child. Why? That mean manish boy. Your born lovers, man. Man, yeah. I'm a rolling stone. Man, child, I'm a hoochie coochie man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down. My second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to you, woman, in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? I spell him grown. No be. Oh, child. Why? That mean manish boy. Man. I'm a full grown man. Man. I'm a natural born lover's man. Stone. I'm a man child. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Well.
from 1967 out of Minneapolis, The Litter. They're best remembered for their first single, Action Woman, which was actually a classic. But this was their take on I'm a Man, a Mannish Boy. Really a sin to play after Muddy Waters' version of Mannish Boy from his, '80s album? Hard Again, featuring, of course, Johnny Winter, along with Muddy Waters and James Cotton, Pine Top Perkins. What a great band that was, and that version of Mannish Boy. And we started off with Johnny Winter, opening track to his Still Alive and Well album. We heard Rock Me Baby. Here on The Caravan, coming up, we've got new music by the Electrolytes, an album called Oddities and Contradictions that we'll slap on in just a couple of minutes. But first up from there, a new collaboration, and another one is in the works. This is the frontman for British cult group Dr. Feelgood, Wilco Johnson, along with Roger Daltrey, who we all know, of course, from the album Going Back Home, title track.
Morning, go and get my fun in mind. Yeah, feel free. Now I'm looking for a new way and a new kind of day. Be nice, be cool, don't lie, I can't fall for you.
Five, six, seven, all the Cretans gone to heaven. That's Ramones. And as of last week, with the passing of Tommy Ramone, all of the original Ramones have passed. Cretan Hop from Rocket to Russia. Before that, the Electrolytes doing Not Again. And Wilco Johnson, Roger Daltrey with Going Back Home. This is former singer-songwriter for the Zero Parade, whoever they were, Bobby Quick and the Speed of Sound. Something called Knock Knocker.
wine that flows like water.
Wow, has it been 40 years already since the album El Dorado by Electric Light Orchestra? Great Jeff Lynne compositions there. Before that, Bobby Quick and the Speed of Sound with Knock Knocker as we close out this edition of The Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll do this again.